92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. The North Shore Trail Run takes place tomorrow. On the line, we have Kyle Snell, who's been a part of it for, the last 6 years or so, to tell us all about it. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me, Mary Ellen.
You bet. Can you tell me a little bit more about the North Shore Trail, why it's such a special trail to people?
Yeah, so we run it out of Coast Guard Park there, and the trails are beautiful, and we look forward to this. Our 6 year, like you said, and all the money is going back to local charities.
And that would be Love in Action of the Tri-Cities, which I know you've been involved with as well. So tell me a little bit about the events and the costs and whatnot. Now, I know that I can share the link to the run in the podcast, but what time does it start on Saturday?
Yep, so we have three races. The first one this Saturday is going to be at 8:15 a.m. That's the 10K, and that's more of the run. Then after that, we're doing a free 2K kids run, and that's wear a Halloween costume and bring your kid out. That's going to be a 1.2 mile or so 2K. So that's at 9:25. And the last race is the 5K, and that's at 10 a.m. So things will be wrapping up by around 10:30 or so, and we have all kinds of pumpkins and fun giveaways to give out to runners.
I love that. And also, Chariots of Fire is a local running club for kids, and they encourage and train young boys and girls to run. Tell us a little bit about that organization.
Yeah, so we got involved with that. So Paul McMullen, unfortunately, he tragically passed away a few years ago, and he started that. He was a former Olympian from Cadillac, and we just wanted to honor him and his family. And one of our friends, Seamus, has helped take that over to coach it. But anyway, so it gets kids introduced to running, and it goes anywhere from beginner runners all the way up to like collegiate development. And so we give back to them, and we're also going to give a little bit of money back to Ferrysburg Fire Station Park there, because they're trying to do some remodels there as well.
Yeah, I saw that on the website. I'll make sure that I share a link with that. Well, I know that you're a runner. What do you love about what do you love about running, Kyle?
Yeah, I'd say so. Really, it's I think just the peace and quiet of it. Kind of a reflection time, and love trying to stay in shape and try to keep my body as good a shape as I can. And I also love food, so it helps balance it out.
That's for sure. Now, I know they don't want headphones used during the race because it is a trail race. So I just wanted to pass that along. Now, if people are interested, I will make sure I share the links to the race, but I know that the packet bib pickup takes place today, 4 to 6 at Coast Guard Park at the Pavilion. Yeah. I want to wish you guys well, and thanks for everything that you do, you know, for the community and for Love in Action. We certainly appreciate it, and you should have a beautiful day for the run. It should be a great day.
Oh, it looks beautiful. Yeah, we're really excited. Last year, I think we ended up with like 230 runners. This year, we're already at 250, so it's growing. I think the weather helps contribute, and we're excited to see all the runners and walkers. I should just say runners. It's walkers, hikers, you name it. You don't have to just be a runner.
Right.
So come on out and have some fun.
I love it. And you know what? If you get the chance, shoot me an email with a follow-up. I'd love to know how much money you raised. I'd love to do follow-ups on stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I sure will.
All right. Have a great run, and thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary Ellen. I appreciate it.